I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Dude, the long wait is over.
I know.
The Shat Nation is getting a little restless.
They're definitely kind of breaking off into like factions and shit.
They thought now,
with each other.
They thought now that we made our fucking millions on Patreon.
Exactly.
We were just cutting and running. Patreon's flying right now.
We did. We pulled the greatest caper in broadcasting history.
At this point, we can buy one video game a month.
We could start a nice like GameFly membership. We could get like an Audible membership, a GameFly membership, and get like maybe Blue Apron.
Yeah,
get,
and
like,
then
some broccoli,
and then almost be able to pay for the equipment and servers that record. Anyway, we're joined today by a fucking sick ass guest.
Oh my god, dude.
The sickest fucking guest.
The ghost, dude.
The fucking, the phantom in the night, dude. One of the greatest artists of all time. John McKeever, dude.
Yo, what up?
Welcome to the fucking,
what up?
Welcome to the big show.
The 89.
This is the big show,
this
baby.
This is the big show, dude. Get ready. Very ready for the excited. Big time.
Oh, man.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, dude. Of course. I mean, thanks for blessing us.
Thanks for responding to that text.
Thanks for blessing us, dude. Oh, man.
What up, baby?
I miss you.
I miss you, too, man. You're up in New York?
I'm just... My career is just flying, dude.
You're at light speed, dude.
A lot of laying on a couch watching Netflix just in a different city. What a fuck. Showbiz, dude. That's just showbiz.
That's the grind. That's the New York grind, dude.
That's me trying to find new shows on Netflix. That's the hardest part of the grind.
That is the grind,
trying,
dude,
to find
running
what
out of
show.
Stuff to watch.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I had a fucking morning, dude.
Your morning was tough.
No, it was good. It
what
was
happened?
A triumphant morning. I went to the dog. I'm starting a bad dog park. So it's just for dogs that don't get along with other dogs. Lump them together and let them learn.
This is your second.
So it's just your dog right now?
No. It's my two dogs and my boy Spud's dog, Zeus. So we've taken it over now. Like my friend Andrew's dog only humps. It won't play. It'll only hump. So, like, other people's dogs, like, hey, your dog, a lot of people bring them, like, a lot of people's dogs go to this lot I'm at, have problems at the dog park. So they're kind of like, yeah, like, are you sure? Is it cool if I come in? I'm like, yo, come on in. Like, he might help you. I was like, my dog will try to kind of bite your dog's face, and my other dog might just, like, run into you. So it's going strong.
Jackson runs into people.
We had four bad dogs, and someone else brought their bad dog in. I mean, they all ran around.
So this is the second idea I've heard you had that is basically just you're getting into dog fighting.
It's not dog fighting.
You're like, yeah, it's a bad dog park.
Dude, it is Caesar Milan and
dogs
two
at a time.
Yeah.
Dude, it's Caesar Milan.
Your first dog fighting ring was just literally like, we should have them wrestle.
That's like a dog, dude, wrestling dog league. Dog jiu-jitsu, dude. DJJ, dude, would be sick. Dog jiu-jitsu. But no, it was funny because my friend's dog's never been to a dog park. And I was like, dude, bring it to my house. It'll be fine. And I let it just interact with my one dog. You can, like, hump it. You can do whatever. Just, like, whatever.
Jackson
boy, yeah. Dude. So, dude, I made his dream. It was like a make-a-wish, dude. I made his dreams come true. Imagine if your dog never could play in the dog park, dude, and I brought you into the fold. There was, like, four people there. It's a big deal. I've had dogs that I used to bring, and they would get, like, kicked out right away. It's a big deal.
Wait. What's
a big deal.
Haven't your dogs been kicked out of this dog park before?
No, that was a Blackwood, New Jersey dog park. And that was my other dog.
Oh.
Yeah, that was my, I used to bring it and let it, like, I was like, she'll learn eventually, and it was every day. It was like a total fucking disaster.
But she would just fuck with other dogs?
She would, like, pin them down by their necks and, like, stand over them.
Dude,
and the dog would, like,
that was me. I would fucking freak
out. Yeah, I would
dude.
Fight. I would fight the dog.
Well, you would. Well, the dog owner, you'd feel like it'd be a confrontation.
Yeah, but I don't know. You see a thick boy like Matt.
I mean,
like,
I would. Like if it was Matt, I'd be like, hey, get knock it off, dude. I'm gonna.
Oh,
call
I was
police.
Always, I was always really. I would like this is place the Blackwood, the dog park in Blackwood, New Jersey is like 7 acres fenced in. So your dog gets away from you, dude. It's you got to listen for the yelps, and you're like, fuck. And then I would just cut through the woods and fly through like Rambo, and then just see like a scene and be like, fuck.
Oh, so this is like a forest.
Yeah. But it's all fenced in though. Like literally, it's 6 acres fenced.
Six acre dog.
I would act like that wasn't my dog. Like if I ran up on that, I'd be like, whose fucking dog is this? It's a fucking nightmare.
I'm taking it out of here.
Yeah. My sister Katie got in a fight at the dog park.
With another dog owner?
She jumped in when the dog was beating up her dog. She jumped into the dirt.
Oh shit. And
wrestled the dogs apart. Which is sick, dude. Kate's got some dog in her.
You got to get in there, man.
Yeah.
She'll jump in the mud to protect Riggins, dude. Shout out Riggins. What up?
So her dog was getting fucked up, and she was like, I'm jumping. Like,
they started to fight, so she jumped in.
So what did the other owner do? The other owner,
the other owner was probably like, whoa, this lady's a fucking psycho. She was probably, Katie was probably like business cash, jumping in the mud.
Playing with your dogs.
That's scary, man. Well, my whole thing is you got to let them just learn from each other. Like when people have dogs and they're like, don't hump him. It's like, yeah, that's not registering. As soon as another dog turns around and snarl bites your dog's like, okay.
Yeah,
I'll try it a couple more times. I tell this to people, man, and they're just like, yeah, they get all jammed up, and it's like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. What if your fucking dog gets bit? Like, my dog might get stitches. It's like, just.
Dude, my brother has a dog who doesn't get along with my dog.
Tell him to come. Dude, bring him by.
Bring him to the bad dog park.
When I drop my dog off, they like fucking, they growl at each other, they chase each other, and my parents are like, oh my God. And me and my dad are like, just let him figure it out. And my dad was like, leave him in the house together.
Yeah.
And he's like, come back in 8 hours. And he's like, they're either get along or you throw out the dead one. that's the fucking option.
People are getting a little wild with like how much they worry about dogs' quality of life right now. It's like, it's good that we've gotten out of like, I know someone who chained a dog up in their backyard and just died from overheating. And it's like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, there's levels.
That's fucked up, dude.
That's level one.
But then I'm seeing like the dog.
Dude, imagine walking outside and seeing your dog laying there and just be like, damn it. Damn it. It was too hot.
It's like getting a parking ticket. Yeah, like, shit.
Fuck.
I forgot about this.
It was my girlfriend's, one of her friends was like, hey, I have a puppy now. She's like, what happened to your other dog? She's like, it died. She's like, what happened? She's like, it overheated.
Like it's his fault. Like, yeah, it
overheated. Yeah, yeah. Like it had like a leaky gasket. Like,
my mom, when my mom and dad were dating, she got her dad's dog killed. She left. She was supposed to be watching the dog, and she left the back door open, and it got in the pool and drowned. And it was like a little puppy.
Whoa. Damn.
Yeah.
My brother. My brother. Like we were when I was little. We were around this pond. We were all sitting around this pond, and my brother threw a tennis ball. Like and it. There's like this little dog Bingo that used to live behind us, like our neighbor's dog. It was in the wintertime, and he threw the ball onto the ice, and the dog ran on the ice, and the ice broke.
Oh my God!
It died.
Oh,
really?
Swear to God, Bingo died. Yeah, we've had like.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it was my neighbor's dog Bingo died.
Did they scoop it out or let the ice freeze over?
I don't remember. I was really little. I just remember my brother got in trouble because Bingo died.
Killed Bingo. Yeah, that's the funniest part, dude. Any dogs dying is their name. Their name makes it so fucking funny.
Yeah, you killed Bingo.
Bingo died. Bingo fell through the ice. Yeah, yeah. Mr. Jingles fell straight through the ice. Yeah, that's. But your family. Comes from the same white trash stock as like my dad's family was probably like, all right, well, that puppy's dead.
Yeah, animal death.
Like
they do not
give a fuck.
Not fazed by animal death.
It's like my grandpa with the bag of kittens.
Yeah.
The Gillis family had too many cats, so he put a bunch of kittens in a bag and threw them in the fucking creek. And then it hit a dam, split open. Cats, you know,
dude,
cats drown everywhere.
That's literally from Blood Meridian.
And like
same
three
thing.
Came back, and he was like, these cats can fucking stay.
These are fucking
These are tough, good Gillis cats.
Yeah. Dude, that's literally from the book Blood Meridian.
Yeah, you said that.
Really? The book Blood Meridian, there's like a little Mexican kid, and he's like selling puppies, and this guy, the general, buys them all, ties them in a sack, and throws them in the river.
But I found this out about my grandpa because it's all starting to make more sense. Because every story I've ever heard about my grandpa, old Francis Gillis, was just that he was
strong
a psychic.
Name.
All he did was fight people. That's all he did. Yeah. Like every day, every story I've ever heard of him was him freaking the fuck out. And then he eventually had like a heart attack during like an operation or something. But R.I.P. Grandpa. But
I don't know why I laughed at that.
I found an article. My dad.
Dentist operator.
Yeah, yeah. He's but, my dad just showed me this article this week from the sports page in Harrisburg, and it was about my grandpa playing at Notre Dame, and he got a concussion so hard that his season ended. Like, he was the starting tackle, and they were like, he was supposed to start against Purdue this week, but he's out. It was a career-ending concussion.
Wait, when was this?
In 1938.
When they had,
concussion
when
rules.
When they wore, like, snow helmets and shit?
Yeah.
Well, that's when they like had no idea like the severity of it.
Dude,
yeah.
And I was laughing so hard thinking about how hard that guy's concussion must have been.
God. Dude, they must have been at his funeral and he woke up and like he can't play the rest of the season.
Seriously. But then it's like, all right, so now every story makes sense where he was like, we got too many fucking cats. I'm going to kill all these fucking cats.
Oh, he got
it's
hit
like,
hard
oh, yeah,
he
got CTE'd from the 30s.
Yeah. Well, think of it this way, man. If you grew up and your dad hit you, your grandfather definitely hit your grandmom.
for sure.
Definitely hit your grandma.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to put that accusation out on my family.
I'm just saying, dude. Like, I'm thinking about it now. I don't know why that popped into my head. I'm like, because my dad would, like, hit me if I was in trouble when I was little. So now, like, that's kind of not – that's taboo. My dad's dad probably fucking threw a couple –
slapped around.
At least a firm, like, up into a wall, like, no, get the fuck off.
Yeah, but that's true, though. And that's also why women back then knew their fucking place.
I mean,
they knew that was on the table.
Well, imagine if you went to the authorities.
Physical threat was a possibility. Yeah.
Well, imagine, like, back in, like, the 30s, if you went to the authorities, like, my husband hit me, literally the guy would, like, shuffle papers, like, well, what'd you do?
And they're
like,
yeah, yeah.
He's like, well, you. I fucking, you're like, well,
a nice looking broad like you? Yeah. Come on. The cop, throw some makeup on, you'll
be
all
right. The cop would fucking grip her and throw her against the wall. Be like, what'd you do, you bitch?
I'll show you how a real man hits a woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's the, what do you come out of?
Your
prostate?
Yeah, he had prostate cancer.
He got prostate cancer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
another
one.
And then he got rid of it.
Really?
Apparently.
Well, you know, it's 100% of men will get it if they live long enough. Prostate cancer happens to every single guy if they live long enough.
Isn't it from kind of like not coming enough too? Or is that just a myth?
I don't know. I don't want to put that on my dad.
You got a kinked cummer. You got an old man coming too much. That's good for him, dude.
Yeah, so if you leave the cum in there too long, it sours and then starts to fucking rot the
Someone
wood.
Someone trying to say that. They're trying to say, like, you got to keep it flowing. Otherwise, it becomes enlarged in, like I got enlarged prostates in my family. We get enlarged, painful ones.
Because you guys cum too much?
No,
or not
like, no. If you don't come enough, I suffer from like real hereditary.
Oh,
blue
well,
balls.
That's because you keep doing no faps.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's
going on down there with you, dude. That is like,
I
don't you wear a cape on your dick?
I used to. I took it off because this summer I didn't want it to get sweaty and get a rash. But
makes perfect sense.
Dude, what the fuck?
It's always funny that you throw in reasonable logic into something that's totally unreasonable.
He's a fucking wizard with that, dude. When I listen to you guys, I'm like, I don't know how he's making this make sense, but it's like,
just
fucking
being honest, dude. Just being honest.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I think it's a brilliance you're not really giving yourself credit for.
My dick did feel good, by the way. You
after the cape?
Yeah, you wear that cape for a while, it's nice, but it's like, I'm doing jiu-jitsu and shit. I can't have that thing fall through my pant legs.
Yeah. You're wrestling a lady.
You have to go back and be like, hey, did anybody turn in a dick cape into the lost and
found? Like, that's for my thumb. Just like put it on my thumb the rest of the time.
It's like, we found this finger cast on the mat. Is that yours? Yes.
Yes. By the way, I quit.
Yeah.
I was staying with my parents for a summer while my wife was working in D.C. So she lived in D.C. and I stayed with my parents. And I brought my dog to my parents. And I would, like, go to Helium and get, like, fucked up to like, 3 in the morning and then, like, just come home and crash on their couch. It was, like, every night for an entire summer. So, one day, I wake up, and my dad's in front of me, and I'm on the couch, shirtless,
jeans on. Hell yeah.
And I'm like, I must have thrown up. That's why he's yelling at me.
Oh, God.
He's standing in front of me, yelling at me. He's like, John, and I'm shirtless, and I'm like, what's up? And the dog's barking, like, crazy. And I'm like, what? I was like, did I wake you up? And he's like, who's that? And I turned over to the couch next to me, and there was a shirtless dude, tattoos all over his torso, on my parents' couch, like just laying there. And the guy was completely passed out, and I was like, I fucked that dude. Like, I was like, I have no idea who that dude was. So, and I totally blacked out.
Who was he?
So I'm like, so then my dad's like, do you fucking know this guy? And I'm like, I have no idea who that guy is. So then my dad's like, all right, now I'm going to fucking kill him.
Yeah.
So my dad runs over and starts like fucking shaking the dude, wakes him up, and the guy's like, where am I? And my dad's like, exactly, where the fuck are you? So it turns out that anyways, the guy got drunk at a bar, like blocks away. He stumbled into my parents' yard and passed out in my parents' yard. And then he tried to come inside.
Yeah.
And my dog just started going crazy. And my parents thought it was me.
Oh, my God.
But I was already asleep. So for like an hour, my dog barked while me and this dude just crashed out next to each other on a couch.
Holy
fuck, dude.
But dude,
it was scary waking up and seeing a dude that you've like... in my parents' house. His entire torso was covered in tattoos.
Holy shit.
Like, I was like, oh, he killed my family. Like, I just woke up. I was like, that guy killed everybody. He's waiting for me to wake up to kill me.
That happened to my cousin Neil. He was down Sea Isle. You know, all the beach houses kind of look the same, like the newer ones?
Yes.
He just stumbled home drunk from a bar, woke up in the wrong house. The guy was like, yo, bud, get out.
Dude,
like,
he got lucky.
You can get shot in the head.
Poorly, yeah.
Yeah, horribly.
There's people waiting for that shit.
Oh, yeah.
There's people like, you fucking get in my house, I'll get my kill.
Oh, my seriously,
we were just saying,
finally come.
We were just saying Fox News is the most viewed. Those are the guys waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. You watch Fox News every day, you're like, someone's coming in. eventually.
Because on Fox News, like, hey, someone's coming in.
Yeah, on Fox News every day, they're like, MS-13's definitely coming to your house.
Yeah, you hear that noise outside right now? That's MS-13,
that's it,
bro.
That's them.
Yeah.
That's them. Although MS-13 is scary.
Terrifying.
Yeah, we should kill them. I'll give it to them. Those are scary fellas.
Yeah. They're up to no good.
Bad characters, dude.
Bad hombres.
Dude, did you see his tweet today?
No.
Where he's like, he's like the king of talking shit.
Oh, yeah.
And at the last sentence, he's like, but good news, your favorite president is doing great or
yeah.
something.
He called himself your favorite,
your favorite president,
president. Which is...
Dude, he's like dude. Floyd Mayweather because he's cocky. Everybody wants to knock him out.
He's retarded.
But everybody needs him. Everybody wants him in the game.
And he's kind of crushing it, dude. He's kind of killing it right now. If you look at, dude, talking, if anyone else talked to North Korea right now and like walked away and like, yeah, we're going to slowly denuclearize everyone, like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is killing it on paper.
Just but for the record, I don't know anything about politics, but I believe you. So I'm just going to have to go with that. But I'm going to sound like a real dickhead because this is the kind of stuff that makes me like a dickhead. I'm going to preface this by saying, remember a few years ago that kid from Villanova got shot by a Temple law student?
Don't remember that Asian guy
with a gun?
No, I don't remember that.
Asian guy with a gun shot?
Yeah, dude, so it was like these like three jacked footballers, and they were like we're hanging around Rittenhouse, and they walked by some Asian dude with his girlfriend, and they were like, we're fucking catcalling his girl, and then the Asian dude was like back up, and the one dude got like all fucking meathead hot.
Yeah.
You know, he was doing pull-ups on scaffolding a few minutes before that.
Really?
Yeah, they had
on
video
camera?
Yeah, they had a video of him doing it.
Holy fuck.
So he got all jacked up, and the Asian dude like pulls out a piece, and then the dude... Like, he's like, fucking try it. I'll fucking...
He did that.
And the Asian dude was like, pop, pop, pop. Fucking lit him up.
He did that fucking... He grabbed the gun, put it to his forehead.
Like,
and was
fucking
like,
fucking do it.
You're going to have to kill me, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And
he's like, okay.
I will kill you now. You talk to my girlfriend.
Yeah.
He agreed. He definitely fucking nailed him, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, he's just like, oh, shit. So an Asian...
He blew a whistle and took out a sword. You know how Asians fight?
Fucking beheaded him, dude. But, dude, yeah. So, anyways, in that story, like, after that came out, I was like, good. I'm glad that fucking guy.
Yeah, I used to fucking.
Yeah, I'm glad it happened. Not glad it happened, but, like, that's the outcome. And everybody was like, you're an asshole. I was like, I'm not happy the guy got shot.
Yeah.
But, like, this is what happens when you walk around being like, I'm the fucking man. I'm untouchable.
Would you prefer
eventually
that
run into a fucking
Asian
dude with a piece who doesn't.
Exactly, dude.
You know?
And you know what? It's funny. That's the most unlikely of people. Usually think some
they
guy
thought
like
he was
that's
gonna be
meeting
easy target.
Like a bigger, badder guy who's going to beat him up one day. Just a small Asian nerd with
Damn.
A gun. Just like pop.
Dude, think how fucking. That chick must have been hot as fuck. That Asian must have been one of the coolest Asians on earth.
Yeah,
he's
obviously
to,
the guy's
if he's willing to murder in the street,
yeah,
he must have had the fucking sickest swag,
yeah.
Dude.
They dishonored him, dude.
They dishonored him very much. Oh.
That's dishonorable. It's very dishonorable.
What do you think the Asian
was
thinking?
I was dishonorable.
What do you think
dude?
Was going through his head?
He's like, this is so dishonorable. And his ancestors are like, shoot.
Do you think when he pulled the gun out and made that shing sound like it fucking
sucks? It's like when he pulled out in Kill Bill and he just pulled a little bit of the knife out and he goes, shh.
Yeah.
Ching, pull it out. Y'all see. But the white guy's mouth looks like a bad. Like,
think he fucking did one of
those. Like a bad voiceover. It's like, you will now die.
I wouldn't step any closer, sir.
It'll happen. I go to a lot of like yuppie-ish stores because I have a lot of dietary issues. So I'll go to like, I was in a gluten-free bakery and this crazy old black dude came in and was like, hey, man. I'm like, dude, don't. He like put out his hand. I'm like, I'm not touching you, man.
Yeah,
I'm
on.
Like, just come on, get out. He's fucking, dude, looks like he's like shit himself.
Yeah, dude, you're
and
good.
The lady's
that.
Sitting there like, I can see the lady working there. I'm like, you should be fucking handling this right now.
Yeah, you have to say
now
leave.
I have to do
yeah.
it. She's like, it's like, this guy's a fucking nuisance. Get out of here.
When I first moved to the city and I'd never encountered that, I would be like, oh, hey. Like, shook hands with every homeless dude in Philly.
I mean, what's more racist than not being able to tell the difference between, like, crackheads and regular black people? It's like, dude, look at this guy. He's a fucking homeless crackhead. Kick him out.
Yeah,
you
don't have to be like, oh.
You don't have to be like, it must have been hard for you, sir. Here's a gluten-free. What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Take a
Here's
shit.
A gluten-free cinnamon bun.
He just fucking has diarrhea right away.
What the fuck is coconut sugar?
Yeah.
Well, it's not refined.
It's not refined, sir. I'm so sorry. It's not refined. Like, well, yeah, you better refine
she puts
that
a gun
shit.
To her head. She's like, I'm so sorry. Just tell me what you're doing.
Well, I used to work in when
get
I worked
back there
and
refine it.
When I
refine it right now.
Refine it in front of me.
Get some Cuban motherfuckers right here. I used to sit in my brother's taco shop. And I'd have to like, I would. It was like the most racist double bind where like, it was like, a, you know, a lot of like, it was around like Clark Park. It's like a lot of like young, like yuppie types would come up, order coffee. I know like, all right, these guys don't really like sugar that much. So they'd be asked for sugar. I'd be like, spoonful. Black lady would come up. She'd be like, coffee with
it's sugar.
Sugar
time, dude.
I'd be like, literally, I go, I'm not going to treat her. I'll give her what I think is fair. What the hell? And I'm like, all right, I'm sorry. So I start, when black people come up, I would just instinctively give them like six times the amount of sugar as a young West Philly mom. And things went well.
I knew you were compromised by the CIA dishing out diabetes to
you fucking
community.
Injecting fucking blacks with diabetes.
That's such a dude.
But I always be like, and then I get one black guy, like, oh man, this is sweet as hell. And I'd be like, sorry, bro.
Sorry, dude. I thought you were black.
Sorry.
Wait, are you not? Are you not? You're not black?
I'd always do it. I'd be like, I'm just going to give everyone the equal amount of sugar. And it was like 9 times out of 10. Like, what the hell? I'm like, all right, sorry.
That was one of my first, also shaking hands and talking to every homeless dude that was like, I'm just trying to get a bus back to New Jersey. I'd be like, oh, fuck, dude. My bad. I'll help you. I got tricked every time. Also, one of the biggest culture shocks was black people putting sugar and cream in their coffee. I went to I was at a fucking Starbucks or I was at a coffee shop and I watched this lady put 12 packs of sugar into her coffee. And I was seriously, I was like, holy fuck, this lady. I thought that was a crazy lady. And then a week later, I saw this thing. I was like, holy fuck, black people just crush sugar.
Crush sugar, dude.
And then, dude, the worst part is like
black people. This black is a black heavy sugar, episode.
Dude, it's.
Yeah, no, we're not saying anything.
No, of course not. I think about this a lot now because it's something that has to come to a head. Because when I started doing stand up, it was more like what was in more so was like, I think Opie and Anthony type, to where it was like, you could go on stage just like SJWs can now and be like, black and shooting the or cops are shooting kids. People used to go on and be like, then I told that black guy not to steal my bike again. Crush fucking room.
Yeah. Yes.
I was like, man, this fucking sucks. So I was against that forever. Then I've seen the opposite wave come, and I'm like, well, fuck this. And now, like, just thinking against that, it's just, it's a weird place to be in.
Yeah, dude.